This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardener.
I see
skies. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I'll do everything I can to help you out today on this St. Patty's Day edition of the show. Great little holiday I enjoy as a second holiday for myself as being a Patrick, but, I digress on that one. But today, hey, it's been a nice little week. We had some 60s the other day. Ooh, spring is right around the corner. I'm really trying to get thinking what we can be doing for the spring because, we've had enough of this winter. Winter lasted a little bit too long for my liking. So hopefully spring's right around the corner. That's 60 degree weather. And then, we had some 50s as well. Still warm up this week. Stay decent. So that's going to be nice to have around. That's something that's going to feel great to, be able to get outside, do a few things. I was driving through the neighborhood the other day, or yesterday. And people are out there starting to get cleaning up some of the leaves that they missed for the year. Oh, great feeling to see that, start to be ready for spring and the growing season and getting out in the garden. It's amazing to see. So that was a first few signs of spring was right around the corner. I started to see some pansies going into the garden center. So, definitely right around the corner as well there with those signs. So it's an exciting time. We can talk about a bunch of different things. We've had some Facebook questions that I have all ready to go. I'm going to wait a little bit later to those. Have some emails to answer as well. This morning we're the internet at my house just doesn't want to cooperate with me, so doing my best to help you out via cell phone, but that's all right. We're doing what we can. We're a couple with the weather starting to get warm. You're really starting to get excited. One of the first things you should be really looking at doing, thinking about, all right, what am I going to use outside? Did I get it ready for spring? Did I, I'm like a lawnmower. Did I work on that before? Did I get it all set? Did I take the oil? Did I change the oil? Did I have this? Did I have that? And from there, look at it and say, all right, I'm going to start now. I'm going to get out there and I'm going to call my local, small engine repair type guy and see if he can get us, ready for the season. So you don't have to worry about, that mower not starting. Get the tools all ready. Get everything all set. See if you can, get a shovel in the ground. See if that shovel's going to start, and it actually dig, or if it's still too hard, see where that frost level is, and then we can start getting figured out. Do we need soil samples? Do we need to figure, we're going to put a new bed here? Are we going to put a new lawn in this year? What are we going to do? And those are a few things that we should be taking a look at this point and getting ready for the spring, because it is right around the corner. So, we'll do everything we can to help you out on our end with some ideas for you. Any questions on where you want to put some plants? Do you want to go in the shade? Do you want to go in the sun? We can help you out with those. I know, as I said last week, the garden center I work at, Mahoney's Garden Center, started receiving plant material, starting to come in fast and furious. The West Coast is warming up a little bit, just like we are. So you got to start bringing in that plant material and get it ready. So it's nice to see some of this product in the yard. He's really starting to think spring and say, wow, all right, this could actually be right around the corner. We had a late winter, so it just did really gets us wondering, all right, what's going to happen this year? So, let's, a lot of that stuff is coming in. One of the first things that comes into the nursery where I work is our fruit trees. We get almost a full entire tractor trailer load of fruit trees come in. And it's pretty cool to see everything all ready to go and what's new this year and what's looking good, et cetera. I love looking at the espalier apple trees. Instead of going straight up and down, these are going side to side, and you can put them on the side of something that has, a good amount of sun, et cetera, but maybe on the side of the house versus, in the middle of the yard. An area that has a little more protection, that type of thing. So, it's interesting. We'll see. Those are pretty cool to see come in. There's a lot of, I saw a bunch of birches coming in, some pear trees, some horn beams. That's one of my new favorite trees. It is a columnar horn beam. A columnar horn beam is, something that you can almost use as like a hedge-like. It's going to get a lot taller than some of the others, but it's going to lose its leaves. It's going to become deciduous, just like most trees. So it's not going to have that evergreen-like as most hedges would have. But it's still a pretty cool idea. Maybe you have something different that not everybody has. But like I said, it's becoming one of my favorite trees. My other favorite tree we can't buy in the state of Massachusetts any longer, the Crimson King Norway Maple, considered evasive. But I love that color, that dark purple color. It's awesome. It's one of my favorites. I had my father put a couple in at the end of his driveway up in Maine to fill out there. I just love the color. That color during the season is so nice to have when, other things might not be flowering or anything along that. So it's just really awesome to have something like that. So, that's one of my favorites. My father's favorite was the Coosa Dogwood. Coosa Dogwood has those white flowers, usually flowers right before Father's Day, right around that time. Nice, creamy white. They have some nice fruit to them, like a red fruit in the late summer, early fall. Those fruit are technically edible. I've tried them before, but they're very sweet and tart. If you like that type of thing, that's good. But the center of it has a nice pit in it. I remember in college we were doing a walking tour, showing us the different trees and learning the species, the genus and species, the Latin of everything, and there were the red fruit, and my teacher's like, oh, yeah, these are edible. And everybody's like, oh, great, we're driving. They were like, oh, pucker up. And it was just, thanks a lot, teacher. But, he knew that was coming, so that was kind of the whole idea behind it. But it was pretty cool, pretty different that, that's actually edible. guys. Sorry, like I said, having some technical difficulties today. Having to use my cell phone this morning. My computer is not wanting to connect to our syndicate here, so having a little trouble there. So I apologize. Going in and out, and wanted to make sure we did the show still. I didn't want to have anything different come up on the air. So we're going to keep on keeping on, and do what we can. Just an oddity at my house. The internet works, but the connection doesn't work. So we're figuring some things out. In the meantime, you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Or you can go onto our Facebook page at facebook.com/PaulPGardenClub. Send us questions that way. Or our email, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. We'll be right back. After these messages, we'll try to be online, a different aspect for you. You're right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. You can also email us. You can also go on our Facebook page, etc. Still having a little bit of a technical difficulty, so I apologize for this. Usually it's been taken care of at this time when I've had these issues, but today it's not. It's you know, maybe it's the luck of the Irish that's getting me. It's not allowing me to get going today. But we'll do what we can. We're trying to reset everything, do everything we can to get back at it and help you guys out. We'll do what we can. We have some good stuff coming up later. 9 o'clock, we'll be joined by Natural Alternatives from Victoria with some good things for spring to talk about. And, it's a great little product that they're having out there, but also that free soil test at this moment where, you can get that soil test taken care of, you know, free, like I said, free with that code, soil test at their, website, or you can, give them a call on, Monday. It's a pretty big thing. I'm pretty excited about it for anybody who could get it taken care of, because this soil tests are very important to figure out where we're at when it comes to the soil and everything along those lines. And it's like I said, it's very important. You can tell, you know, where your base is at, where's your pH, where's everything, so you can kind of figure out, all right, I need to start here, I need to do this, I need to do that, etc. It's one of those things where it's so important that, I just highly suggest it. There's, no way really about it, other than saying just do it. That's really where I'm at with it. And, that could be, so beneficial. Just finding out, what your pH is great, figuring out your pH from level, so you can figure out where to start, is awesome. But going beyond that, that's what really the soil sample is all about. Going beyond it and figuring out, all right, this is what's happening here, this is what's going on here, these are the other things I got to add, because taking care of the soil underneath is what actually is the more important part of making sure the grass grows. Because if you take care of the soil, you're going to have a better look on top. And that's really what you're looking for. You're looking for that green. You're not, you know, you don't care what it kind of looks like underneath. You want to see the top. You want to make sure that everything's good and everything's going that way. And so, you know, that's why the soil sample is so important. You know, figure out, do you have too much phosphorus? Do you have too much nitrogen? Do you have too much magnesium? Do you have too much calcium? You know, a lot of things, too much is not good on a few of these things. When there's too much, there's something else going on. Is there, you know, is there an issue causing this? You know, if you're worried about heavy metals, some people will request doing that. That might cost a little bit extra just because heavy metals is an abnormal test, like question, if you will, for the soil test. So that could be, you know, part of it, you know, taking a look at that. But, you know, think about it now. Think about how the conditions are. Is there shade in the area? Is there sun in the area? Do you usually have moss there? Do you usually, you know, have an issue growing everything there? What's going on? And, that's what's going to help figure things out. So, you know, soil sample, I can't push it enough. I talk about it every week, and I will continue to talk about it every week just because it's that important. You know, there's so many options out there of products to put on the lawn. And if you're just using, you know, your regular four step or five step or five phase or five applications, it's not enough, in my opinion. You need a little bit more. And so I'm going to push that to figure out what else you can do to add to this, to make that step program all you'll need to do eventually, not just, you know, one and done type thing. So we can talk a little bit about that going forward today. You know, lawns are definitely important. It's one of the first things people see when they drive by your house, other than the landscape. So we can discuss some of that too. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been a professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The death toll in the New Zealand moss terror attacks has now risen to 50, and 39 people remain in the hospital. USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent has more on the story.
A gunman fired on worshippers gathered for Friday prayers. New Zealand's Prime Minister says the whole country is going through this tragedy together.
While the nation grapples with a form of grief and anger that we have not experienced before, we are seeking answers. After this media conference, I will board a Defence Force plane and travel to Christchurch. I will have other political leaders with me, including the leader of the opposition. As is the entire nation, we are all unified in grieving together.
The suspect had a legal gun license. He used 2 semi-automatic weapons and 2 shotguns. The Prime Minister vows to change the nation's gun laws. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
This is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Our phone number here is 55-660-4261. I think we might have a little connection here just within seconds here, so I'm going to try and switch over. Let's see what happens, guys.
Hopefully you guys can hear me out there. We're back up and running. Only 33 minutes and 55 seconds to get that to work today. Maybe actually I was trying for about 15 minutes before that, so almost an hour, but we're back at it. Awesome. So welcome back to this St. Paddy's Day edition of the Paul Parent Garden Club. And we're going to be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions, do everything we can to help you out on this wonderful day we have. And I want to get those in a little bit. We've had some emails that questions, so I'll get to those today. Just trying everything we can to be digitally prepared for everything and going that way. But it's it's interesting what happens here on a day-to-day basis with this computer system that I have. We're working on it, so you guys can give us a call, or you can go on one of the websites, any of the social media. We're ramping that up. But before the break, I had just been talking a little bit more about soil samples. I want to be able to tell you guys the right products to work on. I want you guys to also be able to go into a garden center, and when somebody asks you a bunch of questions, you actually have an answer to go back to. And that's one of my biggest goals here for everybody is not, you know, obviously my main goal is to see what we can do to make everything look better. But for you guys to be able to walk into a garden center and ask some follow-up questions so you don't feel, you know, not taken advantage of, or you just feel like you got everything out of that, you know, that engagement with the garden center, the best, you know, best it was. So that's one of my things. I just want to make sure you guys know what's going on when it comes to it. And that's why I ask for all the different details. You know, when you go into a garden center, a lot of the things that somebody's going to ask you when it comes to planting, you know, you're going to come in and say, I want something that get this size, this size, this size. So you know what you want there. But the first question usually is, do you want sun, shade, part sun, part shade? So, you know, think about that before you go to the garden center. What area? Is it full sun? Is it part sun? You know, a lot of times I hear somebody say, well, I think it's about like this. You know, we want to be able to make sure we give you the best information. So what we ask is just, you know, come in with some of that information so you can be ready, and then we can get you a lot of the right product, save you some time. Because, you know, when you go out to the garden center, you only have so much time. You want to be able to get what you want done right away. So that's one of my goals, is to make sure when you go somewhere, you're ready to, you know, ask a few questions or have the answers already. You know, so usually the next question that will be asked when it comes to what you want to plant is, okay, do you want evergreen or do you want deciduous? Do you want it to flower? Do you want it just be foliage? So a lot of you out there already know what an evergreen and deciduous plant is, but I'm just going to go over it real quickly. An evergreen is something that stays green all year round. So pretty easy with the name in it. But then when it goes to deciduous, you're wondering, are you speaking Latin to me? That type of thing. And, you know, the deciduous really means that it loses its leaves during the winter. So it regrows leaves every year. And unlike an evergreen that has the same green look to it all year. You know, it's not to say that an evergreen doesn't regrow areas, but it does. But the deciduous starts fresh each year from its sticks. You know, hydrangea, that's a deciduous plant. You know, a lot of trees, you know, maples, oaks, etc. Those are deciduous trees. Your evergreens are more like your hollies, your rhododendrons, most azaleas, arborvitaes, hemlocks, etc. So those are, you know, that's the real difference. I want to make sure you guys, you know that, because that's one of the questions that could be asked of you when you go into the garden center. Usually from there, they'll want to know, you know, are you looking at it all times? Does it need to be full sides? You know, is it going up against the house, etc.? And that's, you know, a few of the questions. And I just want to make sure you guys are, you know, have those answers ready so you can go in there and get the fullest time that you can while you're there. So that's my goal, is to make sure you guys have some good feedback and be able to get going. So you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll do everything we can to help you out today. We're just getting right back into it. Had a few technical difficulties this morning, so it's just been a little hard. I was all prepared, ready to go, and then when everything happens, you kind of go into the chaos and go with that. So, you know, give me a call. We can get back on the right track today. So, and help you out. One of our questions earlier today, it was actually last night, was in regards to elephant ear. Elephant ear is a great, great little bulb type. It's called a coom that you can plant. It has its name elephant ear based on the size of the leaves. They actually look like an elephant ear. So that's why they kind of had that like that. So they were just wondering how to grow them indoors in a container. We're going to go over it a little bit more. That person's from the Lowell area. And I know we start that, we air with them a little bit later. So I want to make sure he hears it. But for those who are listening now, Elephant Ear, great little, we can kind of consider it more of like a tropical type plant or a nice foliage plant, like an annual. But, you know, in the southern parts where it's warmer, those can be most year-round. You'll see, actually, Elephant Ear in landscapes in New England as a foliage-type plant. So you can put them outside. The everything I've ever read about them, they always say, you know, if you want to bring them in, if you want to put them in containers, you know, great, but you need to get the biggest container possible. It was funny. I just was doing a little extra research because I wanted to see the size of the pot that you could actually put them inside. And One of them said they wanted a 36-inch pot. 36 inches. So 3 feet wide. Can you imagine trying to pick that up with, you know, soil in it to move it around? And the other one said they don't want to go anything smaller than a whiskey barrel, which is about, you know, 2 feet wide. So it was just interesting to see that an elephant ear is meant more for the ground, but you can do it in a container. You just want to get the biggest pot possible. And it's one of those things where you don't want to get a porous type container, which is funny because, like I said, one of the articles said a whiskey barrel, which is porous, which would absorb the water. Because elephant ears do like the water. They like, they don't want to be sitting in water, but they do like moist soil. So, couple articles, everything that I've always seen is don't put in like a terracotta pot if you're going to put it in a pot. Terracotta absorbs water. Make sure it's not porous and will steal some of the water from the soil. Making sure that you get that water just nice, good, and soaked. So that's some of the things to take a look at when you're planting an elephant ear. So those should be coming to the garden centers in the next month or so. It's not really, I haven't seen them yet at my garden center. Maybe I'll take a look, but they're usually coming around soon. It's a spring planting once the ground kind of thaws before you can really get it out there. Or you can buy it already, started in a pot in garden centers. But these bulbs, we'll call them bulbs just for the sake of argument, are probably a little bit bigger than a softball. So this isn't, your regular bulb that is about a golf ball size, maybe a little bit bigger. This has some girth to it. So it's a big guy, so it's going to take up some space. And they get anywhere from 2 feet tall to 10 feet tall. And they'll get wide. So if you can only imagine, that's pretty big. Most of the elephant ears will enjoy the full sun to part shade. There is one elephant ear that'll take the shade. I believe it's called Black Magic. That's the only one that I know of that'll take some I want to say it's almost full shade. So, take a look if you're interested in these. Take a look at some pictures online just to see what you're looking at. But they're really cool when you're trying to have something different in the yard. So, again, that's elephant ear. I believe they sometimes we'll call it colocasia, but elephant ear is its common name, and most will know what that is when it comes to if you go to a garden center, do you have the elephant ear bulb? And that's, people will know that. Try that one out. In the meantime, you can call us at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to try and answer all your gardening questions, do everything we can to help you out. So give us a call, and we'll try to make things a little easier for everybody in the garden and help out that way. So, getting excited with this weather. This weather is something, We're at 30 degrees right now. We were at 60, high 50s yesterday, 60s the day before. We're going to have 30s and 40s all week. But it's really starting to think spring here. I notice my yard, we're Almost all the snow's gone. We had some of that torrential downpour Friday night where we had thunder and lightning. That's not something you see when it's winter. You know, they have that thunder snow that Jim Cantore loves to talk about on the Weather Channel. But, you know, we don't really see those storms. Those are usually for summer. But that change in weather really started it. And, man, that was something else to hear. And the rain, I hadn't heard rain pour down like that in a long time. So a lot of our areas are out of drought. I did read something that California is out of drought stage for the first time in 7 years. So that's pretty awesome to hear. So that means a lot of the areas are out of drought areas. So we should be really looking forward to this year and be able to not worry about as much as watering bans, etc. So let's hope that's the case. But we'll continue talking more about the garden and more about everything else after the break. You can call us at 855-660-4261.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the seasons. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to Proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit StartLivingYoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit StartLivingYoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at StartLivingYoung.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to go right into the phone lines and see who's up first today. Nathan, who's up first?
There we are. Vivian in Milford, Mass.
Vivian, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, Patrick. Happy feast day.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. I have a couple of questions.
Okay.
My first question, you spoke about putting gypsum on the lawn.
Yes.
And I had bought some, I think it's called garden gypsum made by Asoma.
Yep.
To put on. I think that should be the right type.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yep.
Okay. Now, to put it on, this is on the lawn. It's an established lawn, but I live on a hill. I have plows coming by in the winter, and I was watching them in the last snowstorm, and they were coming by so fast. They're spraying all the salt and the sand, everything up to my lawn, probably in about a good 10, 20 feet.
Yeah.
So do I just rake the gypsum into the existing lawn?
So you'd want to try to use a spreader best you can.
Yeah.
I know they have like a small bag of the gypsum,
yeah.
Right? Is that what they have? If
yeah.
you have a big area, they do have larger bags. They sell like a 40-pound bag of gypsum, or you can use like the fast-acting type gypsum. But you really want to
yeah.
broadcast it over the entire lawn area to help push that salt through. It's when you watch the plows, when they first start, the first time they do it, they're really nice and easy going by the yard, you know, trying to set the edge the right way. And then it gets about, you know, March, and they've had enough of the snow, and then they're going by at about 50, and the salt spray's hitting the house. I completely understand. I've seen that before. So, yeah, you want to try to broadcast it all over the yard as much as you can with it. It's going to take a bit of time for it to work, but you know, if you have grass right now and no snow on the lawn, you can throw it out there now just to get it going.
Really?
It's a little cold for it to really start activating, but it's going to be on the ground. There's
okay.
Actually.
So it doesn't have to be raked in or anything. It's just broadcast it. And
broadcast over the entire area. You don't want to rake it in because you could move some of it, you know, and put too much in certain areas where you're going to notice later on, like, patchy areas that where salt just sat. So that's why you want to broadcast it and have it naturally go out that way. You can put it down now. There are some old timers out there that used to put certain products down before the snow would happen because it would just insulate it and then it was ready to go in the spring. So that's, you know, it's kind of the same idea. The ground's out there. Let's get it in there. You know, April usually has a bunch of rain. End of March, we get some rain Thursday. It looks like maybe Wednesday, Thursday. It'll wash that into the ground and get it in there. You don't necessarily have to water it in. It's not one of those types of things, but the water will help start to break it down a little bit with the rain that's coming. So that's why I suggest doing it like that.
Okay, that's good. And around on the roadside of my house, and this is full sun all day long. It faces like south pretty much.
Okay.
I have a stone wall.
Yep.
And I have a problem every year with crabgrass all along the stone wall. How soon can I put something down? And do you have any suggestions? Is there a better kind of grass that I can put next to the stone wall? Last year I ripped all the crabgrass out and I pretty much didn't put anything down. And I've just been going over it and killing it with one of the products that your father used to mention all the time, the cleanup,
I think. Yep.
Right? And I would just go around every time I saw something green coming up, I would just zap it with the cleanup and just kill it. So this year, I don't know if I should condition the soil, I should put something down there, or just the heck with it and put down chippings and stuff.
Well, so we'll put it this way. If you don't put anything down, any grass down, you're more likely to have weeds come up. So,
right. You
know, think of it that way. There's nothing for the weeds to compete with. If you want to put something down, you can. But what I'd like to see you do is multiple applications of a crabgrass preventer, if that's what you're looking to do, is put a lawn down. We're about to go to the break, but it's a long break. So what I want to do is have you hang on. I'm going to talk to you in between the break to give you some more information. I don't want you to – it's like almost 10 minutes of waiting. I don't want you to have to do that. So hang tight for me. And on the other side of the break, I'll give everybody else the answer, but I want to make sure you have it too. And,
perfect. Thanks, Patrick.
Yeah, no problem. We'll be right back at the 7 o'clock hour, guys.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.